Following yesterday's elections, the future of Canadian province Quebec largely rests in the hands of a center-right protest party. The startling rise of the Action Démocratique du Québec, or ADQ, stripped the Canadian province's Liberal government of its majority and knocked separatists into third place. With only 5 seats going into the election, the ADQ won 41 of 125 seats in the National Assembly. The result is the French-speaking province's first minority government since 1878. Joe Sinisak of the Catholic Register in Canada spoke to us about what the elections mean.
At this stage, the ADQ is still an opposition party. And so the question of what it will be able to get through in terms of public policy is an open question. We don't even know yet if the Liberal government will be able to form a government. It's so early. What's interesting here is that the ADQ, in a way, represents Quebec's history coming back into the fore. I mean, for the last two generations, practically, at least since I was a young man, in the early 70s, Quebec politics has revolved between the Parti Québécois in favor of sovereignty and the Liberal Party, the nominally federalist party in Quebec. And the battle has always seesawed between those two parties. Now you have a party that has sort of come back out of the Quebec's rural, more conservative bleu tradition, as they call it there, that isn't really interested in that old debate anymore. They tend to be politically and economically more conservative than either of those other parties. And it's sort of reformed the whole political landscape in Quebec.